With the aurora borealis flaming coldly overhead, or the stars leaping in the frost dance, and the land numb and frozen under its pall of snow, this song of the Huskies might have been the defiance of life. Only it was pitched in minor key, with long-drawn wailings and half-sobs, and was more the pleading of life, the articulate travail of existence. It was an old song, old as the breed itself, one of the first songs of the younger world, in a day when songs were sad. It was invested with the woe of unnumbered generations, this plaint by which Buck was so strangely stirred. When he moaned and sobbed, it was with the pain of living that was of old the pain of his wild fathers, and the fear and mystery of the cold and dark that was to them fear and mystery. And that he should be stirred by it marked the completeness by which he harked back through the ages of fire and roof to the raw beginnings of life in the howling ages.
When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below. I mushed from Point Barrow through a blizzard of snow. Been out prospecting for 2 years or so. Pulled into Fairbanks, the city was a boom. So I took a little stroll to the Red Dog Saloon.
You're listening to The Big Read from the National Endowment for the Arts. Today we're discussing The Call of the Wild by Jack London.
When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below.
When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below.